Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
You gotta turn the mics on. Hey, welcome. It is the Simon Says Podcast with us, the Get Up Show. I'm Sean. Charlie is there.
Hello.
Maddie is over there.
Oh, hi.
Quit wiggling your nose.
I was itchy.
So welcome to the podcast number 123, 123 this time. Be sure you subscribe it, like it, click all them buttons and stuff. Maddie is back from jury duty.
I wish. You know, they even say, call it jury duty. I didn't get jury duty. I'm back from sitting in a room duty.
And hoping to be called for jury duty.
Desperately wishing for any sort of entertainment.
But what if that went into like a months long case, you know, it's a trial of the century.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
And you're sequestered.
I wouldn't have to be here for a month.
This is what I'm saying.
And you can't fire me because of that?
What a disruption in your life to have to go deal with somebody else's mess.
But if it was really interesting, like a case that you were really into, I mean, what if you were on the case where they had to decide if Geico had to pay that lady for getting an STD in a car?
Was there a jury on that?
I'm not really sure, but still. I mean, if it was an interesting case and you were into it, I would love that.
You know what's crazy to me is if you think about it, that some people got a letter, they showed up to the courthouse, and the next thing you know, they were in the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial, you think?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm guaranteed that's like how it worked. I don't think they had to specially vet them, maybe.
I guess,
you would have to because you can't, they probably would have, like, do you know who Johnny Depp is?
That's impossible.
Well, that's impossible to say you don't, but it'd be like, how much have you followed the case? How much do you know about it?
Right.
Oh, you mean, is that the one where she pooped in his bed?
Well, we didn't know that. That didn't come out till the trial.
Poor thing. That's alleged.
Oh, sorry.
Leave her alone. Like, I wouldn't even want to be in the jury on that one because they were both awful. And, you know, you have to make a lot of compromises when you're on a jury because you have to agree with all those other people, you know?
And you have to show up every single day.
Yeah.
You can't. The only thing I don't think I would want to do is be sequestered. That would be difficult. Because some of those trials go on for months.
And they have to live like at a hotel with
jury. But I'm not even sure how they could do it these days. Because they used to be able to keep them away from like newspapers and television.
Yeah, but everything's at your arm's length all the time.
Right.
You can
It'd
look
be
up
really
anything.
Difficult.
Yeah. Plus, then you know... Imagine the rage and parties that the juries have when they're sequestered.
All the going to each other's hotel rooms and
it's bound to happen.
What's
hanging
in your
I mean, you got
bar.
Nothing else to do.
Yeah, if you're doing that for months, you're on the jury for months.
Look, I just want you to know that I was very happy to be a part of the justice system. I'm very excited that I would have gotten my parking validated if I had parked in the right parking deck. And I also appreciate my $12 that I made, which I promptly spent on a sandwich.
Did you make $12?
They pay you, I believe, $12 if you're there the whole day.
But you got it right then?
No. It'll...
Oh, because I was thinking, man, I got ripped off. I
but
don't
then
remember.
Then you had to buy your own lunch, so you really made nothing.
Oh, and the snack machine.
I was so long ago when I was showed up for jury duty, the old lady outside the courthouse with the sandwiches and the Cokes, remember her? She was still down there then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I always felt so bad for her. We would do our picnic in the plaza, and it's like, this is her thing.
Her territory.
We show up, and it was like, blah!
But she was always so sweet about it, because we would say something to her on occasion, like, hey, you know, sorry about this. She's like, hey, I got mine, too. She was a sweet lady, man.
I also would always buy a soda from her at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd buy a sausage, too, if I was still hungry.
Yeah, and I was referencing her recently, and you're like, she's no longer with us. She hasn't been down there in years and years. But she was my point of reference for the courthouse. My big jury duty debut, where I did the same thing as you, went down there. They showed me the boring video. They told me about, you know, things you can and can't do. The guy walked out of the room, and I sat there. And this was before I had a smartphone. This was way before a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was some garbage on TV. It was like, I think it was a court show on TV in court.
Judge Judy?
Maybe.
Even better.
Yeah, I think it might have been. But that was my last time going. And I hadn't been called since the time that I forgot about it.
It was neat. There was a neat dynamic. Some people made friends over in the couch room. Some other people were making friends in the cubicle room. And a nice group of older women were chitty-chatting away. And I watched the guy next to me fall asleep all over different positions with his sunglasses on.
So you didn't interact? You didn't make any...
No, it's not really my jam.
You didn't make any friends?
Not my thing, bruh.
See, you guys know me, and you know how I can just fall asleep anywhere at any time. I think I would just be like your guy in his sunglasses. I'd be snoozing over in the corner.
That's funny. You didn't, because you're really outgoing sometimes to the point of, is he going to stop?
I did make conversation at lunch, like on the way back in from lunch, and then the guy went back into the click room, and they had already had their seats taken. Like, they had their spots, and I didn't want to intrude.
Well, just lay down in the floor and put your elbow down and put your chin on your fist there.
Cross your little ankles and kick up your feet.
What you guys talking about? You talking about stuff, huh?
I have only gotten the letter once, and that was just like maybe 6 years ago or something. Like, it's been fairly recently. So I went my whole life without ever even getting a letter. I think I moved too much. They can't find me.
Oh, I did DC. I've done it here a couple times.
Well, why don't they ask me again? This has been years.
They're still looking for you from the last time.
See, and Charlie scared me because that last time I got the thing and it was supposed to be in High Point. So mentally, I was already boycotting. You know, I was like, High Point.
Why would you have to?
There's
to go to
a courthouse up there.
I know, but that doesn't make sense.
Well, that's where the trial was.
Still in Guilford County.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, but still.
That's where the trial was. So anyway, I get the thing and I read it and I'm like, oh God, I'll call the number the night before and I hope they let me off. Forgot all about it until days later and then called the number like, I wonder if this works retroactively. Never heard a thing about it, but Charlie scared me because she said, when I get arrested for something else, that they'll pull that up too. They'll be like, hey, you know, you shoplifted those great pair of legs pantyhose, and it says here you didn't show up for jury duty back in 2010.
You know, they always talk about the statute of limitations on things. Like, what is it actually? Like, do you think that there's still a chance, like, I could go back to this, like, there's a place where I got a parking ticket I never paid in Massachusetts. Like, do you think they could still nail me there if I get...
Yeah.
Is that really... No, I think those run out.
It's
how
still
long
on the
ago?
Record.
What year?
Oh, it's a long time ago. We're talking like 98, no, even earlier. No, it was like, would have been 95, 96, 97 or so.
When I was working downtown Durham, which at the time was not what downtown Durham is now. Downtown Durham is beautiful. It's all artsy and it's been all redone. Back then it was real sketchy and I had to park on the street. And if I had to stay over, like overnight, you can park on the street until 6 a.m. But if I got pulled into anything else when I got off work at 6 a.m., boom, there'd be a ticket on the windshield as soon as I got down there. I would daintily remove it from my windshield, fold it, and drop it in the storm drain. I never even thought about that.
So not only did you not pay your tickets, but you're also a litter bug.
Well, it was in the storm drain. You couldn't see it.
Oh,
so it's not like litter. Yeah.
Okay.
What about in, all right, my senior year of college, we stayed in this house. Like, we rented this house for the year, and it was, it didn't hold up. It didn't leave well. Like, I did a very good job trying to put it back together again, but.
Oh, so you guys rented a house and trashed it is what you're saying.
I wouldn't say that we trashed it, but I wouldn't say that it looked like no one had been there.
So let's put it a different way. You rented the house and it got trashed.
A trashing happened. I take no responsibility.
Don't know how it happened.
Right.
So if there had been some sort of legal issue because of that, I feel like I would have heard something by then, but I moved out of state. I moved to North Carolina promptly after I graduated college.
Hmm. Okay, look, you're acting like, you know, traffic tickets and trashed houses and things like that don't count. Can, you know, years later, oh, they just forgot about it. Well, what if I kidnapped someone in 1975? Or what if I... did even worse things in 1984. If I had been charged back then and I escaped and they couldn't find me, they can still find me now.
I feel like the gravity of our cases are very different.
It's a little different.
I feel like you just abducted somebody versus the fact that I might have left some dings in a pine floor.
No.
I moved beds into the wrong room.
It's all the same.
I was renting this place. The first place I rented in Raleigh was a little bit of a dump. And when I was moving out, we had had this issue where the ceiling fell in from the upstairs bathroom into the downstairs bathroom. They were on top of one another.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a leak and the ceiling fell in and they never did anything about it. So when I was getting ready to move out, they left a checklist of all the things that I was supposed to do before I vacate the premises.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, clean this, repaint this, you know, return this. I took that list and a big piece of duct tape and jumped up in the hole in the ceiling and put it on a beam in the hole in the ceiling for them to find up there. And I didn't do a thing.
And quite justified.
Didn't do a thing with that.
You didn't get your deposit back, though, did you?
I don't remember.
And that was another question. It's like, I'm trying to remember, but I feel like if you lost your security deposit, did they ever go after you for more?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can.
They can.
I wonder why they didn't. My junior year wasn't much better.
Well, maybe
we had a BB shooting range in our hallway.
Maybe they got somebody else. Maybe you're off the hook because somebody else is doing time, doing hard time right now.
If you're renting houses to college students, you only have certain expectations.
Oh, I would never.
So I think they're probably, you all weren't the first and you probably weren't the last.
No, I think we were the last. I think he never rented that place again.
So Stranger Things, you guys tell me I need to watch that. I've still never seen an episode of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And my daughter wants to get into it too, but she realized it's a horror movie thing, and so now she's scared to watch it.
No, it's not scary.
Well, I saw monsters. There's monsters in it. Spoiler alert.
But they're not like monsters that like jump out and get you. They're
a little bit
otherworldly.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, there's no sea monsters? Oh, I thought of you the other day. I saw there's this new Netflix show. It's all like full of sea monsters.
Oh,
it's a
God.
Cartoon, though.
But I don't think of Stranger Things as being scary. I think of it more as being suspenseful and intense, but not scary.
Well, it's making news now this last couple of weeks because the Kate Bush song has bounced back from the dead and was like number one on some charts.
It's massive. It's everywhere.
You know what's funny about that is that there is a woman named Meg Myers who just did a cover of that song like maybe 3 years ago. It sounds very, very similar to Kate Bush's version. And my boyfriend and I had discovered it because I never knew who Kate Bush was back when she was popular.
Mm.
So we had discovered it. And when it came on in the show, he noticed, he's like, well, somebody's doing a cover of that song.
Oh, wow.
Like, well, no, actually, this is the original one, but it's a great tune.
I always love that when people think that the cover was the original.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's that guy who got upset because we were playing the Bob Marley version of I Shot the Sheriff, and he's like,
hey, crap sucks. Play the original by Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Or like my version of Hooked on a Feeling by B.J. Thomas is the one I grew up with. I didn't know that was a remake of the other one.
Yeah, the Hooga Chuggas.
Yeah, no Hooga Chuggas on the B.J. Thomas version.
I still don't know who Kate Bush is, but I know that...
There was another song. Wasn't she Rubber Band Girl?
I don't know.
I think
And again, it's now even popping up in like all sorts of TikToks and, you know, but right, things but that I wouldn't even think
she
it made
was,
sense.
She was considered very, like, kind of alternative and, you know, the moody music. She was emo before there was emo.
But I'm going to tell you, this might be a controversial statement here, but I do not like that dang song from Stranger Things. I think it's a bad song.
Which, I don't think it's a bad song, but you also got to see it.
Yeah.
No, it's fantastic.
I also think when you see it in context, in the context that it's used in the show, it's really good.
Yeah.
But
I already liked it because I already liked the other version.
Nah, I think Rubber Band Girl was Susie and the Banshees. I don't know. Because I can't find anything that I recognize by Kate Bush. There's Babushka. You guys remember Babushka?
That's my jam.
And Cloud Busting.
Right.
And the saxophone song. That could have been Maddie's song, but he gave away his saxophone.
Right.
That guy never, ever got back in touch with me.
What? What did you want him to do?
I wanted him to reach out to me and tell me all these fantastic things that were then happening with my
You wanted
saxophone.
To hear the journey of the saxophone after it left?
Oh, when he had got my saxophone and like discovered his love of music, and then he's going to go on and be famous. And when it's all going to come back to me.
Rubber Band Girl was Kate Bush. I knew it
because
I played that.
God, I begged you to listen to me.
And I didn't like that song either. And you guys know I like all kinds of music. Rock, roll.
Raggle Rock.
Mel Torme.
Oh.
AC/DC.
White Stripes.
Raggle Rock.
Yeah.
But I don't... Okay, first of all, I think that it's... I don't think it's horror enough, although... I mean, did your kid get freaked out about like?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. She didn't like Pirates of the Caribbean. That was kind of scary.
But she was little when she watched that.
No, this was last weekend.
No,
yeah,
that's not true.
At her friend's birthday get together.
My kid like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We got a couple phone calls. Let's do some phone calls.
Oh,
if you want to hear some phone calls. Not too many phone calls, just a few phone calls. If you want to be part of the show anytime, call the Simon line, 336-373-0987. You can get on the podcast. You can make a request for Bet You Won't Play It Friday. Here we go.
Hey, Simon. It's been a minute. It's Donna. I just wanted to tell you about, I went to a show last night at the DPEC and saw Bonnie Raitt and Lucinda Williams, and they were both fantastic.
Awesome.
But I just have to share that I almost got kicked out of the venue for dancing.
What?
In all of my grown-up life, all of my young life, I have never been told to sit down at a concert because other people were complaining. So, just thought I'd share that, you know, let the love of music just keep on moving through us. All right. Bye.
Yeah.
Is that Donna?
Yeah, that's Donna.
Oh.
Hey, see, Donna. I'm on Donna's side. That's ridiculous. You should never be at a live concert of anyone. I don't care if it's Yo-Yo Ma. If you can't stand up and show your love and appreciation for the music.
I agree. I totally agree. I got told to sit down at the Allman Brothers concert at Walnut Creek in Raleigh years ago. We were in the press box. We were lucky enough to have press box seats. Uh-huh. So when you stand up and dance there, you're absolutely blocking people. Like, because the press box is right here. Like, I'm holding my hands up to my eyes. Uh-huh. That's where the press box is. So the people behind me, I'm up, Lord, I was born around. And throwing my arms around. Dude came down and said, excuse me, we can't see with you standing up there dancing. Oh, sat down for maybe a minute. Right back up.
What are you doing here?
Right back up. Yeah, man. I was throwing down that night.
Sweet Melissa.
That's the night they were recording that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I hung my coat on one of the microphones.
Uh-oh.
It was a party time, if you know what I mean.
If Bonnie Raitt's singing Let's Give Him Something to Talk About, I'm going to be up and dancing and singing with her.
Give you something to talk about.
I love Bonnie Raitt. She's in Greensboro tonight. I think so. Yeah, yeah, man. And we had a chance for tickets. I was thinking about it. Do I take my daughter to see Bonnie Raitt? Let her see what this is about. Let her hear her version of Del Shannon's Runaway with the slide guitar.
You really should.
Ah. That involves going places and doing stuff.
Ooh, that's way past your bedtime.
Yeah.
Oh, you should never play the Dance Monkey, Dance For Me, whatever this song is again. And you should definitely play Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd like 10 times a day.
Well, all right. At least he knows what he wants.
Did he say play Free Bird?
He said play Free Bird 10 times a day and never play Dance Monkey again.
Huh. Okay.
Do you know that the band that does Dance Monkey wants to never play it again?
Really?
They're so sick of it, yeah.
Tones and I. It's just one chick.
I still couldn't tell you how it goes.
Oh, I love that song, though.
Yeah.
I say, oh my God.
It's all right.
Oh, whoa. You're going to get a flag.
But what could you listen to? Would you really want? I mean, if we were to give in and play Freebird 10 times a day for
him. We don't have enough hours in the day for that. It's real long.
It is pretty long. Would it fit into?
Is it like 7 minutes?
Yeah. So that's 10 times a day. That's really only a little over an hour out of your day. If we could be,
I think my your math is better.
We could be your Freebird station. Freebird 10 times a day guaranteed.
Yeah. 98.7 Freebird.
Yeah, it's not how any of this works.
That would be pretty neat if we played it once an hour. It's Freebird o'clock.
You asked for it, you got it. Freebird again. So, but don't you think, what would be the blowback on that?
Can I have an unpopular opinion here?
Yeah.
Being that I did not grow up in the South.
Yeah.
I don't like that song.
You don't like Freebird?
No.
What is it you don't like about it? That it rocks too much? It's too damn good? I don't like good music. Is that what you're saying?
It's just, I mean, it's fine. It's whatever.
It's fine. It's whatever.
Yeah.
You're talking about Skynyrd. You're talking about L-Y-N-Y-R-D-S-K-Y-N-Y-R-D.
I know.
I always have to think it out. I can't go that fast. I have to really think.
Yeah, that's from doing it my whole life, Jack.
I can't even spell it right when I try to write it down.
That would be so funny. I wonder. I think after a certain point, people would really start to freak out on us. Yeah. It was like, you know, not
even the ones that love it would be like, okay, look, you guys. Yes.
Like the dude who asked for it. He'd be so sick of that.
Yeah.
We only play Freebird and Paradise by the Dashboard Light and In a Gunna Da Vida. We could fill up a whole day with those songs. Those are the three of the longest songs. Do you feel like we do?
That's a good 13 minutes, right?
Roughly.
Yeah. What if we only play songs that are over 6 minutes long?
That'd be awesome.
Like, what, 98.7 The Jam?
It would make your job a whole lot easier.
Nothing but noodling.
Here's a 20-minute Allman Brothers song.
I bet we could find some really good Dead songs.
Up next, Grateful Dead.
Oh, God. Oh, that just takes me back to a terrifying place when I hear that noodling.
No. I remember actually seeing them I'm trying to remember which version of him there were. It was pre-John Mayer, but it was after Jerry.
Oh,
that'd be a surefire way to get me to quit.
They did that song, "The Drums in Space."
Yes,
I think I looked at my ex and I'm like, okay, I can't do this anymore. It's not even musical.
Yeah,
it's just like echo and then
the hippies who do that back and forth walk and throw their elbows up in the air while they're doing that. You know, they're all into their hippie dance and they walk forward and they walk back and they walk forward and they walk back and they walk forward and they walk back. If you're not one of them, they'll bump into you.
So it's like the hippie version of a mosh pit.
Do you realize Phish has been going for like 30 something years now? That, like, speaking of the dead, some friends of mine just went and saw the Phish.
Really?
The Phish.
Do they like the Phish?
Yeah, you don't like the Phish?
Hey, Simon, thanks for the song, Born Free. I want to say a quick story. My cousin was all on drugs. His mother, before she passed away, said, can you please get off the drugs? He got off the drugs. He works at the docks, and he goes on trips with his dog all the time. And he was born free. I forget the name. The song was just on. I forget the name.
Good rock.
But you played the whole song. Fantastic. And if you remember me, it's Crazy Eddie. Anyway, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And if you could play Angie by the Rolling Stones, I really appreciate it. And Simon, you're a great show, and I love it. Been listening to you for the longest time. Okay. Thank you very much. This is Ed.
Ed, I wish he would finish the sentence he started.
Thanks, Ed.
Which there one? Were two in there. He said, I've been listening a long time since. Oh, well. Talk to you later. Bye.
I like that he said he was really glad that we played
the whole song?
Yeah. Well, I didn't think that we ever really cut stuff off.
I know he means the Kid Rock song, but all I can think of is the Lion movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Born free.
Yeah.
Free,
but that's cool. Everybody's got a story, you know, the way songs affect them and what they do for them. You know,
Real quick, I missed, who was on drugs? His brother?
His cousin.
His cousin.
Yeah.
And after he got off the drugs, he did a lot of trips with his dog?
Yeah, he works at the docks and
but
he goes on trips with his dog.
Didn't he say somebody died?
Is that something that the mom died, I think?
Yeah.
But
is that in the, I haven't really listened to the words of Born Free. Is that part of the song?
Let him interpret the song like he wants
to. Okay, I'm sorry.
God, he called up with a nice call.
I know, you're wrong. I'm not saying that at all.
What the song means to you might not be what the song means to me.
I'm just curious, were we talking about doing road trips with our dogs at some point? Because, you know, a lot of times, like he said the thing about taking a road trip with his dog.
I mean, I'd
like
to.
Did we have a story about that?
Hey, Simon. No. I got two jokes for Maddie, the dad jokes.
All right.
One is, what is red and bad for your teeth? A brick. There you go. That's one. Oh, I forgot the other one.
Yes.
See what happens. Why?
Oh.
Why didn't the number 4 get into the party?
Why didn't the number 4 get into the party?
Because he was too square.
Oh,
thank you.
Bam goes the dynamite. There you go. You're welcome, Maddie. Have a good one.
I love his delivery. He says, "You're welcome, Maddie." Wow, I like him a lot. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, because Father's Day is the forgotten holiday, and we get screwed every year. Do
Nobody.
We get screwed?
All the time.
Do we get screwed?
No Whatever. One loves the dad.
Do we get screwed?
Yeah.
We get screwed.
Yes, we get screwed.
So, Maddie has been doing the dad joke of the day just to remind people that Father's Day is coming, and here's a couple you might have missed. Ladies, if he can't appreciate your fruit puns, you need to let that man go. Did you hear about the cheese factory that got blowed up real good? Debris was everywhere.
Oh, boo.
How do you identify a dogwood tree?
How?
By its bark.
Yep.
How do you make Lady Gaga cry?
How?
Poker face.
Man.
I just invented a car that runs on herbs. I think I invented time travel.
It's because it smells different.
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
What?
A gummy bear.
Oh.
My wife literally looked at me the other day and told me to stop. She really wasn't in the mood.
What, for these?
Not these specifically.
Oh, just your comedy stylings?
Oh, to stop talking?
I mean, there's lots of things
she might tell you to stop doing because she's not in the mood.
He was being hilarious. No. I can picture it.
It was some of the real good comedy stylings.
Shucking and jabbing.
Real good puns.
Bebopping and scatting.
I wish I had a good example, but...
Regular comedian over here.
I saw a lady at the bank checking her balance, so I pushed her over.
That would make me laugh. And I didn't even get the part about it being about her checking her balance. I just thought it was a funny joke.
You just thought it was funny that he pushed her over?
She was checking her balance, so I just showed her.
Did you hear about the boat builder that had to work from home?
No.
His sales went through the roof.
Oops.
Roof.
Why did the phone wear glasses?
Why?
It lost all its contacts.
Oh, poor phone.
How much do roofs cost?
How much?
Nothing. They're on the house.
All right.
Okay, can we stop
now?
Do we
do all these already?
No.
I feel like you're wasting some real gems.
What do frogs wear on their feet in summertime?
Slippers.
Open-toed sandals.
That's two different things, bro.
Policeman knocks on the door and says, "Sir, it looks to me like your wife has been involved in a horrible accident." And the man says, "Yeah, I know, but she's got a great personality."
That's terrible.
The only reason I went to Wimbledon was because I heard it was a women's singles event.
Boo.
I don't want to tell you this joke about butter.
Okay.
You might spread it.
Oh, God.
What? These are yours. These are your jokes. I learned it from watching you.
I'm sorry. You're right. They're my jokes.
You're doing a good job on these.
I know. These are all the ones that I came with.
Literally. What it is a page. It's a full printed page full of these awful dad jokes. And at the last second on the show every day, if you listen to us on the radio, I'll put an arrow next to one and then hand the thing to Maddie. And he's never seen the joke before he reads it that time. It's so funny.
It's so nerve-wracking.
That's funnier than the actual joke, usually.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Simon. I'm having trouble finding them. Y'all played a song between 10 and 10:30 Monday morning, Memorial Day. And I don't know what the title is or the lyrics was to it. It was an oldie. I believe somebody had requested, but I got back to my radio in the middle of it in my car, so I don't know nothing about what name of the song was or the artist.
Okay, we'll get right on for you.
Thank you.
And then he gave me no way to get back in touch with him and figure it out.
Oh, yeah. So did you figure it out?
Nah. You know, I'm off the hook.
Look, it was an oldie. It was between 10 and 10:30. This is your challenge, though. You love to do this.
But I love the most is when people say, "Hey, what's that song that goes, give me one. Just ask me what that song is and give me just a little bit of it." You don't know the name of the song, but you know.
Something about the dunes in the Cape, and there's something about champagne.
Oh, is it the one that goes, "If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain"?
No, I don't know if that's it.
That actually, I do love that challenge, trying to figure out. I remember when I used to work in a record store and people would come in.
Yeah.
And specifically this one time, this girl comes in. She's like, "It's this new song. It's really cool." And it goes like, dun, 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 dun.
Mm-hmm. Smells like Teen Spirit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But
all right, give me another one. Give me another one.
There's a house. It's in a city. I can't remember which city it was.
Oh, wait a minute. There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun and spin the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one. Is that it? And then you say yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've never heard it.
Oh.
What about that song where this guy's riding a horse and it's really hot and there's like no.
What's the name of the horse?
Oh, wait.
No.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
No, that's not it.
Oh, I've never heard it. We had a thing the other day about the number one food you should never order on a date. Do you guys remember what the new survey says? The number one food you should never order
on
a date?
What's your favorite?
It said curry.
Ugh.
I'm not okay. So explain to me what is. I thought curry was a spice.
It is, but people call it a curry.
Curry is a dish too.
Yeah, it's
well, what is
it's
it?
A curry. It's that crap on stuff.
Yeah, but curry curry powder is different than like curry.
Yeah, because there's green, there's leaves, there's all different kinds of curry, but they're
right,
all.
That's where I'm confused. So is it rice? Is it? Has it got meat
it's
in
yeah.
it?
On rice.
Yeah, it's is got it it's meat and it's served on a pile.
I don't even know.
But you don't want it. It's
so it's
smells,
really stinky.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say it's stinky.
And
I,
if it comes in contact with any other foods, you have to throw them away.
Oh my God, you're so. It's
but
not
it can
that,
also
I
be spicy.
It.
Yeah. Yeah,
it can be crazy spicy.
A spicy curry is one of those food challenges out there in the world. It's so spicy.
But if I walk in somewhere and I order curry, what am I getting?
A bad smell.
No.
And it depends on the restaurant. It depends where you go.
Well, that if doesn't it, make any sense. No, but I walk to, in somewhere you, and order listen, chicken, I know I'm getting chicken.
Oh, dear God.
You can get,
what I'm
you
saying,
can get curry chicken.
Spaghetti.
You can get curry spaghetti. It's awful.
Oh, gross.
Okay, so.
Never mind.
A lot of people answered on our Facebook page, which is always fun. The number one worst food to order on a date. Patty says beans.
That's no, after the date.
If the date ends early, you're fine.
Yeah.
I don't do beans. I can't do beans anymore.
The musical fruit?
Joe says spinach, which is because it's
in your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Danny says French onion soup, and it's Danny Mackey. Isn't that spaz?
Yeah.
Spaz.
Actually.
Hold on. Go ahead. Sorry.
I kind of agree with the French onion soup because even though I love it, cutting through that cheese
the
on the
crouton
top
and stuff.
And it like you got to cut through the cheese and then you try to put some in your mouth and it's still stringing down to the bowl.
Yeah,
and,
plus
and
there's
it's usually
the
really hot.
Onion breath too.
I disagree about the spinach thing because I think you would know if you're having a date with someone and they wouldn't tell you that you got something in your teeth. Then it's not meant to be.
Well, I think it's more, you know, you eat the spinach and you have this superhuman strength and you accidentally break the table.
Oh, your forearms are yeah. enormous.
Yeah.
Rhonda says spaghetti, which was one of
it
the
sloppy
old ones. Kathy says oysters.
That could be a good thing.
Well, to which James replies, it is a bit presumptuous. Jennifer says wings. Dave says vegetarian anything. Mary Lou says steak. Wonder
no.
why.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, that would be one, though. That's another one where you could test. It's like a test, a personality test. If you order, hey, we're going to a steakhouse, you get your beautifully cooked medium rare. And, they're
and
like,
they order well
they order
done.
Well
could
done.
You go ahead and make it like, I want to chew on my shoe.
I'm breaking up with you immediately.
I had a girl take me out for my birthday when I turned 20-something, 21 maybe. And we went to a steakhouse and she ordered Flo's filet, butterflied, and well done.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Monster.
Where were we? Wings. Jennifer says wings, vegetarian, steak. Margie says onion rings. And Betty has the most popular answer among all the people who participated in this. Ribs.
Ribs are quite messy.
Yeah, but
it's another test, isn't
so
it?
So delicious.
I know.
They
ribs are
delicious.
The best.
Hey, real quick. I haven't been able to let it go. That the song the guy was asking about. Between 10 and 10:30 on Memorial Day.
Okay.
It might have been Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys.
No.
Maybe Soulshine by the Allman Brothers.
That was probably it.
Okay.
Or is that the only two that were there?
Yeah.
But the thing is...
it probably wasn't Don't Know Why by Norah Jones.
Well, here's the thing. You get those calls and like it was between 10 and 10:30. Okay, was it this? No. Was it this? No, it wasn't that. Okay. You sure it was between 10 and 10:30? Well, it was either that or 2 or 3 in the afternoon, yeah. Or it might have been that night.
All right, sorry.
Okay, so ribs is the most mentioned. Gregory says liver and onions.
Well, whoever orders that anywhere anyway.
Sue says Taco Bell. Beth says hot fudge cake.
Why?
Some more spaghetti, some more beans. Oh, another Jennifer says corn on the cob.
That can be difficult. It gets in your teeth.
And it's messy, yeah. It's teeth and messy.
Yeah, you can't be very sexy eating
especially
corn.
Sure you can.
Elote.
We also have a meatloaf of tacos, a refried beans, garlic knots beans, ribs, barbecue chicken, and salad.
That sounds like a fun buffet.
Yeah. So those are the things these people don't want to order on a date. So just so you know, be very careful. I don't know what's left to eat after that.
I mean,
I'll have the bread.
Oh, don't eat bread. It'll make you fat.
So I did one of my things. You weren't here to hear about it. I rescued a dog. My first dog rescue of the summer.
Oh, would you tell me more?
So riding down the road, now summer is here. And as you know, I'm terrified because my kid is in my house snooping.
Right.
Snooping right now.
As kids do.
Finding things and stuff.
And there's some good stuff in there.
You better believe it. I mean, she's one drawer away from having the shock of her life. But so with summer comes the need to take her to places. So the other day, I'm taking her to the pool, and I'm in a hurry because I got to get back to work. It's the middle of the day, man. That's my routine.
He just like up and left.
It's my routine, man. Mm. You know, I don't even leave my chair.
No, I know.
So I go to take her to the pool, and we're turning to go down the way, and there's a dog, a little red dog, in the middle of the street. And she goes, "Don't hit that dog." And I go, "Oh, man, I do not have time for this because you know I'm going to do it. You know I can't leave that dog." So I pull over and stop. And the dog is just walking around ignoring me. He's like on a mission. And I walk over to him, and he barks. And so I'm like, oh, cool, this is his yard, no problem. So then I get down on his level. That's important. If you're ever meeting a strange dog, don't talk down to it. Get down on your hands and knees.
Yeah, so it has a straight aim at your nose.
Yeah.
Present your belly.
Yeah. Yeah, roll over. Sniff its butt.
Sniff your butt.
You know, all the natural stuff that you do when you meet a strange dog. So I get down on his level, and he starts wagging his tail, and I'm like, okay, you're cool. Let's go. Grab him, pick him up, walk to the door of this house. When I get to the door, there's another dog in there flipping out.
Oh, yeah.
Like jumping as tall as me on the door because he's, wait, it's an invader, and he's got one of me. So I ring the doorbell. The old man comes, and he picks that little dog up. He's like, get over here. And I said, is this one yours too? No. It could be the next door neighbor, or it could be the people next to that. Okay, so I go out of his yard, walk down the street. Luckily, it was the next house.
Oh, I was, and then that neighbor said,
"Well, I was ready for that."
Interesting because I would know. I think I would recognize all my neighbors' dogs.
This dog I have never seen.
I would absolutely know the houses right next door to me, and maybe even a couple down. Then that'd be about as far as I'd go.
But there was no, you know, I don't do it for the accolades and for the appreciation.
No. I mean, I don't need someone to tell me what a hero I am.
I don't do it for the adoration.
What did you do?
So I ring the doorbell at the house, and the lady comes to the door, and I go, is this yours? Yeah. So I put him down in the foyer, and little escape artist. I said, well, he or she was in the middle of the street. It's a he, monkey. Thank you. That was it. That dog could have been gone. If I wanted that dog, I'd still have that dog.
Oh, absolutely.
Know what I'm saying?
Did you snatch it back?
It's a monkey. He just escapes. It's, showed it's her. Whatevs.
Ooh, maybe I will kidnap that dog. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us on the Simon Says podcast.
Got things to do.
We love you, and we hope that you'll join us sometimes on the podcast. Call 336-373-0987 if you have a song that you don't know the name of or who did it. You can let us know about that. Charlie, you have a final thought?
Na na na. Na 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 na.
Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye. Is that the one? Is
yes,
that it?
I love exactly. That song.
How about you?
Be sure to remember that coming up, it's Revert O'Clock on Simon.
All right, rock on next time.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. This is a Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.